Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Tuesday. How lucky are we, live in Los Angeles? It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Andy Reid heading to the Super Bowl, coach of the Chiefs in 30 minutes. Now, Jason McIntyre is usually sitting in the chair next to me. J-Mac will be arriving in about 15 minutes. He had to pay off a bet. Both of us thought Seattle would be awful this year and end up with a number one or two pick and get like Bryce Young, the quarterback for Alabama. One day, it just vomited right out. He said, you know what? If the Seahawks have a winning record, I'm going to shave the Seahawk logo in my head. Well, that didn't work out great. Geno Smith played fantastic. Pete Carroll had a great year. The Seahawks hit on all five of their first draft picks, made the playoffs, quickly extinguished by the Niners. But nonetheless, he will pay off his bet today in 15 minutes, get to a TV, FS1. He's got a Seahawk logo. I've seen it on the side of his head. And we'll introduce him in 15 minutes. We're going to soak this thing for everything we can. That's in 15 minutes. So I want to start with this. Quarterbacks now are more important than ever, and they make more money than ever. And that matters, because not every young person handles money the same way. Generally, my gut feeling would be kids who had good parents, solid backgrounds, have a better chance to handle that money well. Eagles are going to have a big decision on Jalen Hurts. I like what I see, but I'm not just talking the athlete. I'm reading a story this morning. You know, his longest pass was 29 yards, threw for 121 total. Are there more talented guys? Yes. But if talent was the most important thing for quarterback, then Aaron Rodgers would be in 10 Super Bowls, not just one. That's Tom Brady. Leadership is real. Relatability, likability, toughness, taking one for the team, committed in the offseason. There is no position in sports, as basketball has become more positionless. There's no position in sports where you're asked to be a greater leader of men. And as the sport veers into offense, used to just be, you ran that side of the locker room. Now you run the team now. You run the team now. It's interesting. Let's take Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray came out a number one pick. Joe Burrow, a number one pick. And let's think about both. Both unbelievable college quarterbacks. What's the difference between the two? Both are incredibly accurate. 67-ish percent. Both are more than capable of moving. We saw a lot of that from Burrow this weekend. Both inherited losing franchise, one in Arizona, one in Cincinnati. We had real doubts early about their coach, losing cultures, tough divisions, completely incomplete rosters. Can you say completely incomplete? What's the difference? The biggest gap isn't talent. The biggest gap is one's a dude. One's relatable. One goes out with the guys. One connects with everybody in the organization. The other is Kyler Murray. And that's the difference. Jalen Hurts, he's Joe Burrow. A lot like Joe Burrow. He's authentic. Just enough of a swagger. Like Burrow, he was told at a college football power, now we're going to go with somebody else. And it just pissed him off enough to just add a little jet fuel. Burrow and Hurts, just the perfect kind of cocky. And both real. Both, I had Burrow on a podcast all year, are not going to give you a lot to play with verbally. They'll talk to teammates. They'll talk in the room. They're not going to give the media a lot. They're going to hand all the plaudits and the nice things and the compliments to their teammates. And both got buy-in, especially Jalen Hurts. Hurts got buy-in from old Hall of Fame level veterans like, you know, Jason Kelce. And that guy can sniff out a phony. Got total buy-in from the Lane Johnsons and the Kelce and the old guys. And that's something. And why? What is it about Jalen Hurts and Burrow? My guess is a lot of it is really good parenting from both. Both have a tremendous work ethic. And both were told, no, you're not good enough. You're not big enough. You're not this enough. And it just adds that jet fuel. But when you're handing out big contracts, Jalen Hurts feels like an easy one for me. That guy is all in. He is a foxhole guy. And leadership, that is a skill nobody is born with. You got to cultivate it. You got to build it. And then once you're anointed it, just like throwing a football, you got to practice it. Kyler Murray may have had it. Then he lost it. Now he's grasping. Now stuff's getting leaked. Front office, teammates, former teammates. The Jalen Hurtses and the Burrows are easy for me to give money to. Good background, good guy, ticked off, want to prove people wrong. And they really work at that leadership thing. They really care about it. Good habits, good people. By the way, Jalen Hurts is famous for squatting 600 pounds at Oklahoma with his teammates going absolutely crazy around him. I mean, if that's not one of the guys, that guy for me is an easy guy to pay. An easy guy to commit to. Look at those teammates. All right, so let's go to an old quarterback who's made plenty of money. So we say this all the time. If you got in a plane and the pilot has a flight plan and then suddenly he's told by radar, yeah, it's massive lightning storm off to the west. Well, the plane should then, new information, head east. If you were told there's something that could save your kid's life, blood transfusion, whatever it is, it's new and it could, use it. New information, new opinions, new circumstances, new opinions. I didn't think like Tom Brady would ever want to play football, even though his parents are in the Bay Area, 3,000 miles from his kids. But an NFL executive said he believes, anonymously told The Athletic's Mike Sando, a guy I trust, Niners are going to trade Trey Lance and sign Tom Brady. And I said this watching the game in the third quarter. I thought to myself, everybody's got a breaking point. My mom was really, really giving, but sometimes she'd ask for stuff too. Maybe your mom was patient, but sometimes she probably snapped too. Everybody's got a breaking point. And Kyle Shanahan is sitting there Sunday thinking, Trey Lance hurt, Garoppolo hurt, Brock Purdy hurt, Josh Johnson hurt. I'm snapping the ball to a running back. Get me a big athlete who's not hurt. 6'4 and a half, 220-pound Tom Brady, who has not missed a start due to injury since 2008. I'm sorry, I would think about it. Circumstances have changed. Now you find out that Purdy, the injury is worse than we thought, and that he can't participate in off-season workouts. He's not going to be back until the season. Well, time out. He's a seventh-round pick. He didn't start the season. Anybody notice what Brock Purdy did when he got the story, when he got the news? He tore his elbow up. He wanted a second opinion because he sees his career withering away, his opportunity. He wants a second opinion on that thing. So the injury is far worse than we thought. You think Kyle Shanahan's going to go into a season? Garoppolo, Trey Lance off an injury, Brock Purdy off an injury with this roster? Don't forget, Kittle is going to be 30 soon. He's been injured. Christian McCaffrey, 27 years old. Those are dog years, man. That running back has taken shots. Debo now played one full season in his career of 16 games. Juszczyk is going to be 31. He's been hurt. Trent Williams, 35 soon. This is an old offense. If you told me after next year Trent Williams and Kittle retired, would you be shocked? Or McCaffrey got dinged up. Debo got dinged up again. Brock Purdy's smaller than you'd really ideally want. The injury's worse than reported initially. Now he's going to miss off-season workouts. Opinions change when circumstances change. And I can't believe Kyle Shanahan is sitting there thinking, look at this roster. Look at this offense. My side of the ball. This window is shrinking. To me, it's like one more great year of this offense. Then you got to hit on another fifth-round tight end like George Kittle. Brady doesn't miss starts. Not due to injury. Carson Palmer, great Carson Palmer quarterback last week, told us some hard truths as well about Brock Purdy's game.
You hate to say it because everybody says, well, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick for a reason. There's been some throws I've seen this offseason or this postseason where Brock doesn't quite have the velocity and the zip on a ball that a first second round pick, and he's gotten away with it because there's been so much cushion created by the system that these receivers are running.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this morning. There's a reason we call them dynasties. In the moment, a lot of great things happen. They're magical. Nick Foles, Super Bowl. But dynasties are rare. And the way to sustain a dynasty is like have Belichick and Brady, or in Kansas City, have Andy Reid and Mahomes. Even if Brock Purdy comes back next year and is pretty darn good, you think he's going to be part of a dynasty? It feels like he's talented. He's a gamer. You're not building around it. That's why Brock Purdy wants a second opinion. This is his opportunity. And now, suddenly, it's vanished, potentially. I think Kyle's thinking about Brady. I really do. All right, Andy Reid's around the corner, and we will introduce Jason McIntyre today. As promised, lost a bet, got a logo. That's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, it is great to have you in. Well, he made a bet, and he's a man of his word. Jason McIntyre said the Seahawks would be terrible if they had a winning record. He'd shave the Seahawks logo into his head. And there it is, folks. It's not bad at all. So, Jason,
not
so
bad.
You did this yesterday.
Not bad. I think it's fantastic.
So it was a 30-minute process yesterday?
30, 40-minute process. Justin, our great barber here at Fox, put it in the side of my head. And now I live with it for a day.
Yeah, you don't have to. So I grew up in Seattle, and I've always thought it's the most unique logo in sports. I love it. I love the Seahawks.
That's the
logo.
Other reason I did it, because you like the logo.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I thought they were going to be terrible, too. Didn't everybody?
Everyone did. Vegas thought they were going to be terrible.
And then they hit on their first five draft picks, all became starters.
Well, also, the Rams lose Stafford, so there's two close wins.
Right, and the division fell apart. So they got a little bit of a break. The Niners beat them up, but Arizona and the Rams went into the toilet for a various reasons.
Yeah. Can I thank Baker Mayfield for throwing that interception in overtime? All they need to do in week 18, you know, Rams get the ball, they go down, they score, and it's over, and I don't have a logo in the side of my head like a meatball.
Let's see it one more time. Let's see it.
Zoom in on that. Yeah, I think the audience loves it. To quote my wife, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So I have learned my lesson, and I will watch what I say in regards to silly bets.
That is a great line.
Yeah.
That is a great line by your wife.
I don't think I can credit her on that. I don't think she came up with
it. No, but the fact that she delivered it at the perfect time.
Straight to my face and then looked the other way like I don't exist. Yeah. My kids kind of, Dad.
One time my wife got mad at me, Anne. This was when we were dating.
Just one time, that's all?
Oh, we broke up six times before we got married. And I went out with the boys one night, had a good time, got in late, and she just looked at me when I got home and said, don't go where you shouldn't go, and don't do what you shouldn't do. I got home a lot earlier from that point forward in the relationship.
That sounds
I was a good guy. I just had an extra bourbon.
You were a good guy. That sounds like an episode of White Lotus Season 2, which you're not watching, correct?
I am not watching. So I want to talk about this. So, and I've, you know, throughout the course of time, when I started my little podcast company, I was reading some business books and calling some business people and asking for advice. And, you know, one of the things you have to do, and I see it a lot in sports, is take advantage of other dysfunctional people. So the Panthers took advantage of the dysfunction known as the Colts with Jim Irsay now meddling and ended up getting Frank Reich, good hire. The Chargers, I think, took advantage of the Cowboys' dysfunction and hired Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator. Belichick, for years, feasted on the dysfunctional Dolphins, Browns, and Bills. Now, of course, both are much more functional. Maybe not the Browns. But the Dolphins, by the way, how'd they get all those picks? They raided the dysfunctional Houston Texans for Laremy Tunsil. Danny Ainge has done this in his career when he was the Celtics GM. He got treasure trove from Brooklyn for old Kevin Garnett. And then he deal for Rudy Gobert and got a fortune from the T-Wolves. So Danny Ainge, two lopsided trades with both the Celtics as a GM and the Jazz as a GM. And that's what you have to do. The great organizations don't make a lot of mistakes. That's why I do think Green Bay looks at the Jets with Aaron Rodgers and thinks they got a desperate coach. They got to win now. He's got to keep his job. And the Jets, I could see them massively over delivering to Green Bay. Green Bay well run, Jets poorly run historically. So that's why I think that, you know, whether I think it's a great deal or not, I could see it happening. So Kellen Moore is fascinating. So I want to throw this up. So Kellen Moore as coordinator for the Cowboys, here were his quarterbacks. 49 Dak starts, 9 Andy Dalton starts, 6 Cooper Rush starts, a Garrett Gilbert start, and a Ben DiNucci start. So that's a little bit of a jambalaya there. There are a lot of different starters. No A quarterbacks in that group. Some C's, some D's, some B minuses, no A's. And how did he do? Second in scoring, second in yards per game, fourth in yards per play. He's a scapegoat. Dude's a great coach. Oh, by the way, the best season Justin Herbert ever had was his rookie year with the Chargers. Shane Steichen, the coordinator, now with the Eagles. You think Herbert's gotten worse? No, his coaching has. Quarterbacks need coaches. I love Mahomes. Okay? Andy Reid's been part of it. I got news for you. I love Burrow. Zach Taylor, get some credit. You look up and around this league, you see a lot of these last place teams, they don't have an offensive culture. So to me, you're building a business, you're building a football team, you're building a basketball team. Danny Ainge has been the architect. Find desperation. Find, you know, he looks at Minnesota. Minnesota's got Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards. They're like, all right, we've been average forever. We're going all in. Good. We'll take, what do they get, 5 draft picks, 4 players, or 4 draft picks and 5 players? They'll get 9 guys for Rudy Gobert. That's what you got to do, and I think the Chargers took advantage of the Cowboys' dysfunction. They lost. Jerry's upset. Somebody's got to take the fall. Kellen Moore is a scapegoat. He's not the issue. J-Mac, the new, would improve J-Mac with a new.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I heard about new and improved.
I got to be honest with you.
You think it's a good look?
Yeah, I mean, I think you pull it off. It looks good on you.
I can pull off anything because, you know, I'm sure. Jason. But
yeah, right.
Now referring to myself in the third person. Bengals defensive end Joseph, how do you say his last name? Osai?
Yeah.
Osai.
Yeah.
He had that brutal late hit on Patrick Mahomes. I don't care what anybody says. That you have to throw the flag.
Of course, right? It's a penalty.
Set up the game-winning field goal. But listen, he's not just to blame. I mean, the punt return obviously was a disaster.
They punted the ball to the middle of the field.
Terrible. So let's not blame Osai. However, on the way back to the locker room, linebacker Jermaine Pratt was caught yelling at Osai. It was pretty bad. A couple expletives made the rounds on social media. Pratt has since apologized for his outburst.
I got to make a mistake. Over and done with. I was emotional. I was in the moment. I was wrong. I would say I was wrong. As a man, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I was wrong. I wasn't a great teammate at that moment. But they don't define me as a man.
By the way,
fair.
I totally agree. Listen, folks, it's sports. It's emotional. These athletes train all year for these moments. They get upset.
Of course.
It's okay. I mean, it wasn't a smart play. Osai, though, I thought had a pretty good game.
Oh, he was terrific. Yeah. I got the stats here, Colin.
Yeah.
2 quarterback hits, tackle for loss, knocked down a pass.
Yeah.
Second-year linebacker against Patrick Mahomes and company. He was very good.
Yeah, and it's okay for a teammate to come a little unglued. The reason we like sports, it's not scripted drama. Mm-hmm. Like, you get all sorts. I got Patrick Beverly this week taking a camera over to an official. I got, you know... That's why we love this stuff. You do not know what's going to happen. So we in the media, you know, we got to take a deep breath. They make mistakes. They're young people. They got all this adrenaline going. It's in the game. Not a smart play. Guy regrets it. Take a deep breath. We're all going to be okay.
Apologized.
We're all going to be
Bengals
okay.
Bengals fans are upset about the referees. I'm glad it's Tuesday now. We're past the referee issue.
You'd think.
They were terrible. All right, moving on. Now, this is a little spicy, Cowherd. Albert Breer is reporting the Raiders have not granted Derek Carr permission to talk with other teams about a trade. This comes as a mild surprise given $40.4 million of Carr's contract becomes guaranteed if he's still on the roster February 15th.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Right after the Super Bowl. Don't forget, Carr has a no-trade clause and would certainly have more options on the table if the Raiders just cut him, but then the Raiders would get nothing in return. This morning, Carr was named to the Pro Bowl. For the fourth time, I don't know why that happened. I guess everybody dropped out.
Well, despite the critics, he does have a market. He's healthy, leads the league in fourth quarter comebacks.
Also, they lead the league in blown double-digit leads.
Well, he's not on the field for a lot of those. He's not a defensive player.
Come on, you can't give him all the credit for the comebacks and then not blame him when they blow big leads. That being said, I think McDaniels played this extremely poorly.
We knew they
were not getting along. We talked about this Carr option in like October, and then he pulls Carr for the final two games so he doesn't get hurt. That's telling the rest of the league, we're out on him. It's over. We're trading him. And then everybody's like, why am I giving you anything? He has a no-trade clause. You're just going to have to cut him. The Raiders are going to get nothing here.
Yeah. When people say, if I was the Jets, I'd give up 2 seconds to get Derek Carr.
But then you got to make sure Carr wants to come there. And why would you give up seconds when you could just outbid whoever wants him after they cut him?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I guess my takeaway is this. Does he have a market? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have the Raiders handled it well? Doesn't feel like it. I do think you can move off Derek Carr and not only survive, but depending on who you get, be fine. There's a lot of examples of this. By the way, the Lions moved off Matt Stafford, and they're fine.
Well, wait, they got Jared Goff in return.
Well,
if they don't get anything for Carr, what is your game plan this offseason?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Over Tom Brady?
You think Brady's going there. I don't.
I mean, Brady and McDaniels.
There's a lot of dysfunction in that organization. A lot. There's a lot. Jimmy Garoppolo has a very small market.
So let's say Brian Daboll says, Jimmy Garoppolo, come on down. If you're Garoppolo, do you want to go work with McDaniels? Or do you want to go to New York City and work with Daboll?
Daboll.
In a weak division?
Daboll. Not even
close. Okay, so then what's plan B for McDaniels? Like, I don't think they fully thought this through, Colin. I mean, obviously they're not going to start. Who's it? Was it Stidham was the guy? Remember the backup who finished the season? You can't go into the season with Jarrett Stidham as your quarterback.
No, not
in that
division.
Think they're taking a rookie.
Hey, listen, we don't even know if Denver has a coach. How about
that?
We'll
get to that later. Raiders are in deep trouble. Final story. This is weird. Josh Allen's ability to run, obviously a massive component to one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Career high, 124 rush attempts this season, but also took 33 sacks, second most in his career. Bills GM Brandon Bean spoke about how he hopes Allen will work on protecting himself going forward.
I think Josh, you know, had a really good year for us. We did a lot of good things. You know, the only thing I get on to him, he's got too many bruises on him. And we got to work on taking less hits. That's the only reason I'm going to ever criticize Josh, is just take less hits.
Okay, but the O-line, 6 years with McDermott, is still bottom third in the league. They have never developed a run game. It's very much like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was talking to somebody in Pittsburgh over the weekend. It's very much Pittsburgh. Defensive coach. They get the defense right. Defensive sensibility. Play with a lot of emotion. But the Steelers and the Bills can't get the O-line right and can't engineer a consistent run game. What do they have in common? Very respected defensive head coaches. And so you can say to Josh, you know, Josh, take less hits. But in the end, this was the Cam Newton, had a defensive coach. In the end, if you don't give me offensive options, I'm stuck running. A lot of times, when I watch Josh Allen run, a lot of times, it's out of necessity.
So wait, if you're Josh Allen and you hear this soundbite on TV, the local news, wherever you are, Cancun, whatever, and you hear the GM say, I'm going to criticize Josh, just take less hits. Wouldn't you be like, bro, what are you talking about? Can you give me an offensive line? Can I get a run game?
Outside of
the center. The reason I'm running, because we can't run the football.
Yeah, I never see.
That's just a weird criticism, Colin.
Listen, when they played Cincinnati, Josh Allen didn't run a lot in the first half. And my takeaway is they didn't want him to run. At some point, you know, Kenny Pickett, they don't want him to run. But at some point, Kenny Pickett's going to want to move the chains in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You're going up against Burrow twice a year and Lamar Jackson twice a year. And you're in a dogfight, and your defense isn't holding up. When I watch Josh Allen run, he's doing it out of necessity. When I watch Jalen Hurts run, it feels like it's generally a play design.
Design run, right.
That's different. Josh is running for his life a lot.
Don't most of the leadership books say praise publicly, criticize privately?
Well, I didn't
isn't
feel...
That kind of, that, I listen, spe- that's a criticism. You got a great quarterback, and that's what you...
I didn't feel that was... Okay, if I was Josh Allen, I wouldn't take that as a shot. I would take that as my boss is saying, protect yourself. That's not really a harsh criticism.
Okay.
So here it is right here. So this season, including the playoffs, he only took 95 hits, which was eighth. But he does feel like – it does feel very Cam to me.
You just sunk, what, $400 million into his new contract? He's only taking the eighth most hits in the league? I don't know. I'm starting to get out on Buffalo. Probably a little irrational, but I don't think you and I think they go into next season as like a – are they a top three team in the AFC, Colin? Going into next season. A lot of offseason and draft to come, but they're not better than the Chiefs.
Well, and they've got to make some moves on their roster.
They're not better than the Bengals. And you could talk yourself into Chargers, Jaguars, Ravens. I don't know about Buffalo.
All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Andy Reid's around the corner, head coach of the Chiefs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, in the last 20 years, he's as good as any coach we've had. 24 years as a head coach. He got the Eagles to Super Bowl and NFC championships on a consistent basis. He's now reached the Super Bowl in 3 of his last 4 years. 10 years in Kansas City, 9 playoff appearances. So I look at you and I think, you know, success is one thing. Sustained success is really, really hard. The Warriors are doing it. Bill did it. You're doing it. And a lot of that stuff is, you know, Steph Curry, Brady, Mahomes. I mean, that obviously helps. If you were to go back to rookie Andy Reid, your first year coaching, head coach, and today's Andy Reid, I would argue, what I remember, you take more risks now than you did when you were a young kid, which is not the way it works for most humans. Am I wrong on that? You feel edgier to me today than you were when you were young.
Yeah, I'm probably edgier with the football part, but not as edgy with the players. I was grumpy back then, and I smile now more.
Well, Patrick can do that for you. I would say, though, you have learned. I mean, why is that? Explain why you think that is.
Well, that I don't know. It's a good question. We did a lot of stuff at Philly. It was a little bit out of the box. I know when I first got in, we were throwing the ball more than anybody, and I got asked the question a lot, why don't you run the ball more? And but that seemed edgy back then. But the trick plays now are more, probably a little bit more edgy, especially inside that 5 yard line.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things we do get perceived as, high risk.
Yeah. Where did, I said it, you know, we didn't wait to call Michael Jordan the best ever, even though Bill Russell had almost twice the titles. And I said, I've never ranked guys on Super Bowls. That's part of it. But there's things Patrick does that Joe and Tom and Peyton just can't do. The thing that always, and maybe I'm totally wrong on this, but it was that throw to the end zone, at the front of the end zone. Patrick's ability to see something and then the ball's out of his hand feels so much quicker than even other guys I like. Is he getting better at it? Am I right? Did you notice it? I don't know what you call it, but it's that cognitive ability to see it, get it out. I don't think I've ever seen anybody like it. Talk about that process.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit like comparing fighter pilots. Some guys see a little bit better than others. They all see well, but some see better than others. And Patrick's able to, you know, you teach young kids, you keep your eyes down the field as you move. Well, when Patrick moves, he naturally does that. And then he has accuracy and strength, velocity on the ball at the same time. And so that makes him a little bit different than a lot of quarterbacks. You hear the great ones saying that he's a great one, and that's quite a compliment to him. And now you add this whole thing in with the ankle and the stuff that he's pushing through mentally is special.
Pain tolerance is a skill. Did the ankle change in any way, Andy, any of your sets, your game plan, your ideology for the game at all?
No, not much. We kept everything basically the same. I would tell you we probably didn't move him around quite as much as we normally do, but he moved around like he normally does. So I thought he was able to push off of it and keep himself in a safe position. And that was all just the mental toughness part of this. I mean, he willed himself, Colin, from day one after the game that he was going to play, and he wanted you to keep everything in the game plan. And so I will handle it like right now was his mentality. And he did that.
By the way, on the sideline during the game, he was barking at you. He's like, you know, he didn't want to take his cleats off, because you take your cleats off, it's over, right? The day's over. And go, take me to that moment. You're calling a game, the national TV cameras, he's hurt. You care about him, the person. He's barking at you. I mean, what was going on there?
Well, I've got 51% of that vote. And so... So the barking, it was like your kids. You've got kids, I've got kids, and this guy, he was mindset that I'm going back in and I'm fine and I don't need an X-ray and all this. And I said, well, yeah, you're going to go back in, but you're going to get an X-ray first. And he didn't like that, but he did it. And what was coincidental was, and I didn't see this till later, but he ran up the ramp to get the X-ray. I mean, that's how his mad he was and how much adrenaline he had going through him. And I go, this kid is crazy that way, but a good crazy.
You know, his parents, Burrow's parents, Jalen Hurts' parents, I don't know where it comes from, but they're all foxhole guys. And I always said, I want my quarterback to be a foxhole guy. And I like them to have a little jet fuel. They've been overlooked by somebody, told no by somebody, fallen in the draft. Most of the great quarterbacks have that. Did he have all these innate abilities day one? I mean, it feels like to me he's just getting smarter. He's made better decisions. Or is this stuff, you've seen it every day, or do you feel like he's getting better?
Well, I taught him everything, Colin. I mean, you know, come on.
There you go.
He was spectacular at Texas Tech. He could move around. He did all the same stuff. He moved around, threw the ball, threw it hard, accurate. It was just a matter of getting him a few snaps under center and used to the defenses, in the National Football League. And the thing that doesn't get said about Patrick is how smart he is. He picks things up so quick. He was following one of the smartest quarterbacks I've ever coached in Alex Smith. And we didn't have to take a big step back. I mean, he just picked it up and we kept on going. And it's a real tribute to him. And then Alex teaching him how to study and do all those things that players can teach players.
So Sean McVay admitted his first Super Bowl, he overprepared. And go back to your first Super Bowl and go to the one now. Is there a little bit of a danger, especially a creative offensive guy? Is there a little bit of a danger, Andy? You just have one extra play and one extra lateral. And what, I mean, you tell me what you go through with that extra time, because you're great off buys. That's your record. So you obviously know how to use the time. But now you got, this is a long stretch and it's a big game.
Yeah, so what we try to do, Colin, is get everything in this week before you go to the site, which is Arizona. So we try to get the game plan put together. That way you keep all the coaches kind of in that box that you're talking about, and that you don't get too crazy. And once you get down to Phoenix, it's going to be a bit chaotic with just the different events that go on. So you get it in now, you practice it, and then you kind of freshen it up once you get to the site there.
Well, you were only unemployed for about 15 minutes, if I recall, but when Philadelphia lets you go, you have every right to be angry. You have every right to hold a grudge. You never have. Is it different? How different is it to face your former team in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, listen, it's unique. I mean, I thought of all the teams in the league. I mean, here we are, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I still have a great relationship with Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman, all the people there, Big Dom, the security guy. I mean, three of the players were kids that we drafted when we were there. And
yeah,
so I have fond memories of Philadelphia. I loved all 14 years that I was there. And but when you really cut to the chase on this thing, Colin, you get to a point where you just go, listen, it's us, our team, our players and coaches versus their team and coaches. And it doesn't matter the uniform necessarily. You're battling in there against these guys. You want to give your players, as a coach, you want to give your players the best opportunity that you can for them to succeed. So you focus in on the game plan. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then you put all the other stuff, all the emotional stuff, you kind of put over on the side, and you love them up after the game.
You know, you guys played with so much emotion and yet so smart. And then I watched Travis Kelce after, just a riot. He was all ticked off on that Burrowhead stuff and that mirror stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you always pretend like it doesn't matter. I heard your players. They didn't like that at all. Did you address it during the week at all?
Well, I didn't. It was kind of self-addressed. I just asked them to stay off of countering it. Let's not get into that. They were talking, and that's okay. I mean, listen, that's their style, but that's not our style. We're kind of play you. Let's go play in the CVS parking lot, McDonald's parking lot, wherever you want to go. Let's go, man. And you know, take off the tuxedo, put on the blue jeans, and let's roll. And that's kind of how we go. And so that's the guys did that. And then, you know, Kels, being from Cincinnati, he got it off his chest. You know, I mean, he put it out there. He's part of the group. You know, so but the guys, I thought, did a good job of just going out and playing good hard football.
By the way, I thought Spags had his best defensive game plan. I think that's the most under-discussed part of this. Cincinnati didn't have long drives. They had an 8-play drive in the second half, and that was about it. I thought it was it. Did you know it was going to be that successful?
Well, the players, Colin, were talking about it early in the week on how much they liked it, and they couldn't wait to execute it, and that's always a good sign. And so Spags and his staff did a great job with that, and I thought that, you know, all the defensive guys just played their hearts out. Chris Jones was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so it's a tribute to all of them pulling together and and all those young kids and making it happen. It was a beautiful thing there.
Andy Reid, an all-timer. He's so kind to come on our show. He's a busy guy. He takes out here a little time on a Tuesday, and we appreciate it. You know what? Lunch is on me today. Why don't you put it on my tab and send it to me? We'll take care. How's that? That'd just be
for coming. Well, on. If I could get a Tommy Burger right now, if you can FedEx me one, that would be great.
Andy, it's great seeing you.
All right, Colin. Thank you.
All right, Andy Reid. Isn't that funny that the defensive game plan, like the guys were locked in during the week, they're like, that works. I thought Burrow very rarely. That was Joe Burrow's lowest passer rating since week one. He was hurt. So it was essentially one of the few times this year Joe Burrow struggled.
And they were without the linebacker Willie Gay, and Snead was injured. And it's like, if they get them back for the Super Bowl, maybe this is a good Chiefs defense. We know the Eagles defense is good. I'm thinking under maybe in the Super Bowl. Under 50, I believe, is the total.
Yeah, it's well, neither quarterback's 100%. And Jalen Hurts is way more injured than I think people understand. Like that's he did not have any touch, and he usually does. All right, hour two next.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.